The Night Circus by Erin Morgenstern.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Anticipation. The circus arrives without warning. No announcements precede it. No paper notices on downtown posts and billboards. No mention or advertisements in local newspapers. It is simply there, when yesterday it was not. The towering tents are striped in white and black. No golds and crimsons to be seen. No colour at all, save for the neighbouring trees and the grass of the surrounding fields. Black and white stripes on grey sky. Countless tents of varying shapes and sizes, with an elaborate wrought iron fence encasing them in a colourless world. Even what little ground is visible from outside is black or white, painted or powdered, or treated with some other circus trick. But it is not open for business, not just yet. Within hours, everyone in town has heard about it. By afternoon, the news has spread several towns over. Word of mouth is a more effective method of advertisement than typeset words and exclamation points on paper pamphlets or posters. It is impressive and unusual news, the sudden appearance of a mysterious circus. People marvel at the staggering height of the tallest tents. They stare at the clock that sits just inside the gates that no one can properly describe. And the black sign painted in white letters.